Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! Just like that, man. I am live on the air right now in Lubbock, Texas at the Grove Apartments. I like to call it APTS for you guys who like to abbreviate things out there. You know, we're in the era where everybody likes to abbreviate everything. But yes, I'm live at the Grove. My name is Peter Richardson, owner and sole creator of Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, abbreviated SOAR, which stands for SOAR, baby. Because no matter what you do, baby, if you get up every day and you want to soar, then that's what you can do. Soar to explore. On the line, I got Mr. Former Texas Tech linebacker, also right now currently K-Max down here in Lubbock, Texas, TV reporter, straight from Louisiana, Mr. Brian Duncan. Go ahead and say what's up, Mr. Duncan.
Petey, man, what's going on, boy? It's good to hear your voice, man.
Yeah, man, you too, man. I know, man. It's been quite some time.
It's been some time, man. And you pretty much getting me all riled up on this game day right now with your introduction right there. I mean, I can't beat that. I take that any day. I can wake up in the morning to school, baby, with that type of introduction.
Yeah, buddy, man. So, what you watching, the Tech game right now? Which game you watching?
Well, I just got on the road headed to Wayland. I have to actually go shoot the Wayland Baptist game, and I'm actually listening to it on the radio right now as we speak. Man, Tech is doing their thing. I was watching it. They kind of got in a little trouble early on, but defense, of course, once again stepping up, doing their thing, and. It's turned out to be a pretty good game. I believe it's 37-10. I'm not sure if I heard the score right, but it's somewhere around there. The boys doing good right now.
Oh, okay, man. That's what's up. Yeah, I was watching the first part of the game, man, and it seemed a little shaky. But you know, man, 11 o'clock game. You know all about those games. Those 11 o'clock games. You know, it kind of takes you a while, you know, to open up and, you know, to spread your wings and fly a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, hey,
man.
Go ahead and let everybody know, man, where you from? You know, where you from and where you went to high school and just your journey with going up to Texas Tech.
Yeah, man. Just like Peter P said, man, all you people out there that like to abbreviate, I'm from the PR, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And, you know, I grew up there, went to Terre High School, had an awesome opportunity from different colleges to recruit me to play some football and found my home here at Texas Tech, man. And after making that decision, Pete, man, it was no turning back, man. It was probably one of the best decisions I made in my lifetime, you know, just being able to get up here for the full 4 years and, you know, 5 years being a redshirt freshman and just growing not only as a football player, but as a man, you know, had an opportunity to get out here to grow spiritually as well. I mean, just a great atmosphere to be around, a great Bible Belt here to continue to soar. Just like the program that you're building right now, man. I mean, it's awesome, and the journey has been great, and glory be to God for that, man.
Oh, yeah, man, you're exactly right, man. It's a great Bible Belt here, man, and it's a great place to soar, man. I really feel like Lubbock, Texas is a great place to get your foundation. You see what I'm saying? The foundation down, man. Find yourself, go into yourself, you know, go through some things, and then once you go through some things, you're going to eventually grow through some things,
absolutely,
man. So, man, I want to give a shout-out to you, Mr. B-Dunk, man, straight out of Louisiana, you heard what I'm saying, representing. Man, everything is just on up and up. And I want to say something, man. Oh, man, we got some people walking through the door, West Texas Outlaws. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Shout out. All right, man. And for the guys who don't know, man, I remember Brian, I really noticed Brian because whenever he came in, he came in shaking hands. He came in on a mission, man. Not only was he here to play football, but he was also here to make connections. And that's one thing that everybody on the team noticed, you know. And then that's one thing that I was like, man, I kind of wish, you know, because while he was doing it, you could tell he had that background to just not only go there to play football, but also to go there and make connections. So that's why I want to give a shout-out to Brian Duncan right there, man. But that leads me to my next question, man. What's What's your favorite game that you played in here at Texas Tech?
Man, Pete, man, I would most definitely have to say the Texas game, man. Just growing up to see the rivalry that Texas Tech and Texas have faced over the years, and just the purity, I don't want to say hate, but, man, there's some loving people that can't stand them Texas Longhorns, man. And, you know, it was a big rivalry game, and just coming out, you know, fired up for that game in 08, you know, being able to come out with the victory towards the end, you know, defense stepping up, doing their thing the entire game, and then just to be able to reward the offense with the plays that they made, not only through the game, but at the end of the game. You got Mike Crabtree that's able to come away with the routine catch. A lot of people think that it was just a miracle, spectacular catch, but nah, man, him and Graham been doing that, you know, every day in practice. See, you know that, man, and so you know, it was a routine catch, man, and we just came up with it at the end. I had an opportunity after the game, man, to sit up there and lead the band, man. I got a chance to get up there and direct the band, which was the best thing ever, man. Got the team, got the ability for the team to rush the field at that time, man. The crowd to rush the field. And it was just an awesome atmosphere. So I have to say that was the best thing. And, of course, Pete, you know I was a leading tackler, baby. You know I was leading tackler.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
What's up? How's the third stats? I'm going to be the guy.
Yeah, I'm going to go the guy. You know, I'm going to go the guy, man. It was just something special about that night, man. And what you guys don't know, well, I'm pretty sure the whole country was watching that night. He's talking about that 2008 game whenever Crabtree caught that legendary catch. You know, all the fans just jumped and ran the field, man. And I remember, you know, they coming up to me like I played a lot of plays. I'm like, I played a lot of plays. Don't throw me in there. But you know, man, it was just a great atmosphere. You know, if you guys just now tuning in, man, as you heard Von Duncan, he was the leading tackler of the game, you know. So you know what they say. You know what they say. Offense sells tickets, but at the end of the day, it's ultimately the defense that pulls it through.
Defense.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to shout out also to that 2008, you know, Texas Tech defensive team. And all right, man, Duncan, okay, I got a few more questions for you, my man. What would you tell that 17, 18 year old coming up out of high school, man? What would you tell that 17, 18 year old cat in his senior year in school, looking to get that scholarship or just looking to take his academically and athletic career to the next level, man? What's some good advice would you give that dude?
Well, first of all, I would most definitely say sure they tune in to your show, man, because you most definitely got some positive people that's on the show. You got some positive atmosphere around there, man, and I just give a shout-out to you. You know, just doing what you got to make it happen, man, just getting people on your radio station that's actually been there, done it, you know, you know, is still living that life, you know. So the main thing that I would love to say to those guys is network, man. You hit it on the money when you said it. You know, when I come up here to Texas Tech, man, the main thing not only was to play football, but was to network, man. The fact that I had an opportunity to network and get my team out there, I started it in high school, Pete. I did my highlight film. I did the work there. I put in the time myself. You know, I didn't wait for college people to say, you know, or the head coaches to put my film out there. I made me a highlight film. I did the work. I sent it out there to these guys, and they got back to me, man. And they like that in young players to sit up there and do it themselves. You know, those go-getters like Petey, you know, out there to go and get there with their words. So, you know, just stick with it, young man. Just stick with it. Do what you have to do. Don't give up, man, because there's going to be a lot of doors that a guy closes for a certain reason. But there's going to be other doors that he opened up mainly for your benefit, mainly for your success. So if y'all just stay with it, man, keep your head in the game. Don't give up. Listen to PDP. Listen to the people that he's put in a position to help you guys succeed. If those guys can continue to do that, Pete, man, the sky's the limit for them.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Y'all heard it from the man himself, Mr. Brian Duck, the leading tackler in that 2008 UT Texas Tech game, man. He said if you want some good advice, you know, tune into my show. Tune into my show, man. It's a great place to get some inspiration, some motivation, and I have some people, you know, that's been through it, and right now that's going through it, man. So this will pick up to you, Mr. Brian Duncan, which leads me to my next question, man. Okay. What about that 22 or 23-year-old, man? You know, that 22 or 23-year-old, man, that's about to come up out of it, man, just enjoying his living life. But now, you know, reality about to set in at the end of the season. You know, he might not be able to get to go to the NFL or go play in the Canadian Football League. So what his mindset has to be like to go through it, you know, and to feel like a success at the end and upon prior to graduation?
Man, that's an awesome question, man. And it's nothing but this, you know. I went through my years of college. I put in the work, you know. I was right there alongside you, man. You put in the work, you know. And the thing is, I kept my mindset straight. You know, I did my work. I not only got my education, which was the most important thing in getting into college, but just getting that education, making sure you have something to fall back on when you get that opportunity not to go to the league, man. You just got something to fall back on. You know, God blessed me with that. But for those guys, man, again, God opened doors for a reason. God closes doors for a reason. And with the year that I was coming out, you know, thinking about me going to the NFL and stuff like that, the year that I come out, of course, was they had the lockout and different things like that. So it prevented a lot of opportunities for, you know, for guys to get to that actual spot. But again, I mean, God allows things to happen to because he's the man, you know, and that's how we got to see things. Man, if I went to the NFL, man, I would have missed out on a lot of opportunity to raise the family that God has given me, man. I mean, I have two beautiful kids that you know, by far, I would have to say is the best-looking kids in the entire world, PP, just to let y'all know. Yeah. You know, but just being a father, man, having the opportunity to do that by far outweighs anything else in the world. But, you know, for those 23-year-old guys, man, this is the time of your life where you take it to the next level. This is the time where you step up, man. I had all the dreams and aspirations of going to the NFL. It did not happen, but God opened some other doors to where I had the ability to use my skills, use the talents that he has given me to soar and gain that money some other way, you know. So if these guys just keep their head focused, don't get down because your plan A did not work, you know, this is the time to take it to the next level, get that plan B, get that plan C, plan D, plan E, plan F, and just go to work and until God opens some big, mightily doors for y'all. So just keep your head up, man, and I know whatever God has for you, he'll take it to the fullest for you.
Oh, man, that's those words right there are very well appreciated, man, and I hope you guys are listening. He said whenever God closes a door, you know, another door that the Lord will open up for you. I mean, he wanted to go to the NFL, but the NFL wasn't in God's plan. But now he's raising two beautiful kids. He has a wonderful job and just soaring, like you say, man, just soaring. But
absolutely.
He said you have to be ready. You have to be ready. If that plan A don't go through, you know, you got to have a plan B, plan C, you know, it's just so
yeah.
on. I mean, so, man, Mr. B. Duncan, I want to just give you, man, just all the praise in the world, man, because I've seen you coming here with a plan, and it's really nice to know that, no, you didn't just start that in college, but that's something that, you know, we had just witnessed, but it actually started in high school. You know, you was hungry in high school. You did what you had to do. And which brings me to a point, man. I remember when we was playing Rice one year, and we went down to Houston, and your pop showed up in that was it full on a Batman uniform or something? You know,
you opened up some can of worms right there, player. That dude came down here with the mask rider outfit, man. My dad was crazy, man, and I know y'all enjoyed it, but I guarantee you that was one thing that kept me going in college.
That's cool, man. That's cool, man. Well, I got one more question for you, B. Dumb, before I let you go, man. I know you're busy. I got one more question.
Go ahead.
What do you see yourself in 5 years? I asked everybody that's on the show. What's up, y'all, little man? I asked everybody that's on the show. What do you see yourself in 5 years?
I most definitely do see myself in 5 years. Number one is, you know, moving forward with raising my kids, you know, making sure that they're in the best position possible to succeed. But, man, I'm trying to see what this TV thing is going to take me, man. ESPN, you know, the highest you can go, that's, stuff like that is calling my name, man. They call me a sports analyst here, in fact. So hopefully I can take my college level and my little bit of my NFL level type skills to the next level. And y'all see me someday on ESPN in Jesus' name. That's what I'm looking at. I'm calling it out right now, Pete.
Yes, sir, man. I really believe you can do that. You know, Mr. Sports Analyst Brian Duffin, I really believe that, man. All you got to do is just, like you were telling me, you know, don't give up, go get it, but stay humble, you know? So, I want to thank you, man. You got my most respect. Thank you for coming on to the show, man. I know there's a lot of people, you know, that was looking forward to hearing you and hearing what you had to say. And, man, and one thing I really respect from you, I know you're a God-fearing man. You're a God-fearing family man.
Absolutely.
You know, so whatever you do, just give all glory to God, man. And with that being said, is there anything else that you want to say? Is there like a quote that you want to give to people, or is there like a saying that you say that, you know, to help whenever times are getting a little rough, you know, that you, something that you go back to, you know what I'm saying, to help you keep going?
Oh, man, my one Bible verse that I stay with, and that's Hebrews 11. Man, y'all got to keep the faith, man. Y'all got to. When things fall out, man, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And once you catch a real close grasp of just how faith works, man, there's nothing that can defeat you, man. There's nothing that you can that the devil can look you in your face and say, man, I got you beat. You know, if you got faith on your side, man, and you know that God got your back, continue to use that. Take advantage of it, man. God is here for us to take advantage of, man, and He wants us to use it. He wants us to be the friend. So, man, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11, man, and hopefully, man, y'all can keep that in y'all heart, man, and just move forward with that.
Oh, man, that's what's up. Y'all heard him, man. That's number one. You got to keep the faith, man. You got to keep the faith, because when all that fails, man, that's all what you got to fall on is that faith and just that desire, and when I say desire, man, that means dreams every day so it reaches everyone. That's what desire
yep.
means. Dream every day
Absolutely.
So it reaches everyone. I mean, that's what
Absolutely.
I live by. So, Mr. Duncan, man, I want to say thank you very much. Thank you for being on my show. And, man, I wish nothing but the best for you in 5 years, man. I really truly believe I can see you on ESPN, man. So,
I appreciate that.
Most respect, man. You have yourself a great day, Mr. Duncan.
Y'all too, man. Keep on soaring, baby.
No doubt. All right, there, you guys. As you can tell, man, that was Mr. Brian Duncan, straight out of Louisiana, the leading tackler in that 2008 UT versus Texas Tech game right there, man. He's a God-fearing family man. He has two beautiful kids. He came here. He was motivated, did what he had to do, started to networking, and now he's a sports analyst for KMAC News down here in Lubbock, Texas. So I'm going to go ahead. I got Cody Hodges going to call in. He's going to call in approximately about 20, 25 minutes. We got the West Texas Outlaw sitting out here at the Grove Apartments out here, Lubbock, Texas. Man, we got some free food that's inside right now. I'm outside by the pool. It's a little chilly, but you guys can get in the pool if you want to. But I'm not really a fan of cold water. You know, I'm a tropical person myself. So I'm going to go ahead and let a song play. The 305 Pitbull. And as soon as that play, I'm going to get back on the air. You know, I got one of the West Texas Outlaws going to come on here a little later. Then I got, like I said, I got Mr. Cody Hodges. And I'm waiting on Mr. Marlon Williams to come up here and sing us a few songs. I'll be right on back here in a minute.
That's for money. I'm getting fired. For advice, get money twice. I'm from the dirty, but that just go nice. Y'all call it a moment, I call it life.
One day while the light is glowing, I'll be in my castle cold, but until the gates are open.
Because if you find yourself
the smartest person in the room, then you need to find some more friends, because you want to go and you want to go so you can learn something. You know what I'm saying? They say if you're not growing, you're dying. So if you're not growing, you're dying, and that means you are not triggity trying. Straight like that. Yeah, man. So it brings it back because it's our dream every day, so it reaches everyone. So brings me to my next point. Haters. And I can say that nowadays because coming from a place where I grew up from, man, that's around. You got haters around that, then you got those guys who want to get kids away from those extracurricular activities, and I mean sports. And for instance, they want to go out and run the streets. For instance, I did a speech on June 22nd, man, in my hometown of Muskogee, Oklahoma. Give a shout out to Oklahoma. And the guy who put on that event, his cousin ended up getting shot that same day, shot and killed. Same day, we down there doing something positive for the community, and somebody ended up getting killed, which means somebody must was hating on what the guy was doing because he was trying to better himself, and then ended up dead. Because they say once you're headed down the wrong path, it's okay to do a U-turn because God allows U-turns. Nobody in this life is perfect. You are born sinner, and if you're born perfect, then you must have one born life. You see what I'm saying? So, like, your life is everything that you created. You know, if you say you got a boring life, then you're just doing something and just being born. But if your life is full of exciting, then you're grabbing by the wheel. You understand that you're your co-pilot, you know, because Jesus is the pilot. But you understand that you're co-pilot, and then you get in front of the wheel, and then you just go drive. You create. You want to go out and have a good time? Go out and have a good time. If you want to go out and read a book? Go out and read a book. If you want to go out there and shake it fast, as Mystical would say, go shake it fast. We'll go shake it fast. But as long as you get up every day and you make it, get yourself a step better, then you're going to succeed in life, no matter what it is. If you're working for a bank, if you're working for McDonald's, if you're working for a car dealership, if you're a CEO of the Grove Apartments, if you're the CEO of the West Texas Outlaws, it don't matter. If you want to get better, if you wake up every day and you get a little better, then you're going to end up, you're eventually going to get to where you want to be. You see what I'm saying? Life is all about what you make. Dream every day so it reaches everyone. Desire. If you're not growing, you're dying. If you're dying, you're not trying. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play a little jazz mix. And this jazz mix was done by one of a close friend of mine. He's a producer out of New York. His name is Mr. OK. This guy right here, he's mixed with, he's French and African. This guy is one of the most talented brothers I've ever seen. He was my roommate whenever I was doing the Disney College internship. So he sent me this beat. He wanted me to put it on my show. And I said, man, if it's good, I'm going to go ahead and put it on the show. So it's like a little jazz, little feel, you know. And we got a small little breeze out here. So I'm going ahead and put it in. And it's kind of relaxing where you can sit back, take off your shoes, and relax your feet. Yeah, that's that old school jam right there. But there's something that you can do to this song. And I'll be right, biggity back. And I'm going ahead and get you an interview with Mr. Cody Hodges. All right. Hey, right back to you live and direct on Blog Talk Radio up here at the Grove Apartments in Lubbock, Texas. Man, Peter Richardson, owner and co-creator of Seven Athletes, respectfully in the house, man. Right, who just called in? I got Mr. the one and only Cody Hodges. How's it going, Mr. Hodges?
Man, I'm doing great. Just watching the Red Raiders whoop up on the Jayhawks, so it's a good day.
That's pretty cool, man. Hey, what's the score in that game?
I think Kansas just scored. So I think it's like 54-17. So yeah, the Red Raiders are in full control right now. Yeah, so kind of a beatdown.
Man, that's pretty cool right there. Hey, man, if you don't mind me asking, because this takes me back to whenever you was the quarterback, I could have sworn you put up some numbers against them yourself, man.
The Kansas game, we won. The game, I put up a – I had a – ever was against Kansas State. This is the game I threw for, over 600 yards. Yeah, so the Jayhawks, we won. I remember back then when I played against them, they were pretty good. That was the run when Mangino was there, and they were, making a good run. So they were pretty good back when I played. But, yeah, K-State was the game that I had the really huge game against.
Okay. I know it was one of those Texas teams, man, but all right, Mr. Hodges, man. All right, as everybody already know, he's one of the best quarterback Texas Tech has ever had, to come through here. But I'm going to go ahead and get a floor to him, let everybody know, where Mr. Cody Hodges is from and what led him up to get to where he is now, and what led to you to pick Texas Tech to come to school, man, and what was your mindset?
Yeah, okay, so growing up, I'm from Hereford, which isn't too far from Lubbock, so, growing up there, we came to quite a few Tech games growing up. I'll be honest, though, growing up, though, my next-door neighbors actually were both, they had two sons, and their sons were both the 12th men at A&M, and so my brother and I grew up, and we loved those guys, and we thought, man, we'll go to A&M, and that's what we were going to do, but in high school, I didn't really get recruited a whole lot by a lot of people. A&M never gave me a chance. And then when Coach Leach got to Tech, and started throwing it, every down, I was in Hereford as a junior and senior, and we had kind of gone to the spread my junior year. And I thought, man, why? I mean, if they gave me a chance, why would I not want to go there? One, it's close to home, and they're throwing the ball. And visited, Tech, and they gave me a chance. It was an easy decision. The thing I loved about it is, just a small town kind of environment. I know Lubbock's grown a lot since then, and it takes it's a special breed of people, I think, out there in West Texas and kind of the Panhandle area, and I just felt like home. And it also was close enough where my parents could still be involved. They're super supportive and never missed a game, and I just felt like a natural fit. You're just throwing it that many times in high school, why not go somewhere where they're going to let you throw it, 50 times as well.
Yes, sir. I completely understand. I mean, give a shout out to your hometown, Hereford, man. And I know you also got is this your twin brother, Slade?
So Slade, that was a huge deal, for me at Tech coming there. Slade, he played receiver for us in high school, and, he caught, every pass I threw, the good ones, the bad ones. He made me look really good when I wasn't at times. And so he had some offers to go to some smaller schools and whether that was just some smaller, Conference USA teams, but then also some Division II schools, but it's like sacrifice. He wanted us to, when you're twins, you're never apart, and he thought, I don't want to go somewhere where we're not going to be together. So he chose to come to Tech. He walked on, and it was great to have him there for, we were there five, we redshirted, and then, for the next 4 years. So about 5 years we were there. In those days where I wasn't getting to play and it was tough and, was number three or four on the depth chart. And I'm so thankful that he was there, as my twin and my friend and my teammate, just to encourage me, and was proud of him. He stuck it out when he could have quit and given up too, but earned a scholarship. And, it was great, going through that with your best friend.
Oh man, that's pretty cool, man. That's such a blessing out there, and for you, for guys that's out there that maybe not necessarily twins or just brothers, that's close to one another, and you playing with your blood, man. Listen to this guy's story, man. His brother could have went other places, but he decided to come here and be with his brother and to stay close to home, and ended up coming in as a walk on, which eventually ended up getting him a scholarship. So what that shows, man, that shows nothing but I've been saying on this show, you know, is have that desire. You know, you got to have that desire. You know, dream every day so it reaches everyone. Dream every day so it reaches everyone. Man, I cannot express that enough. I cannot express that enough. Well, all right, Miss Hodges. Well, this brings me to my next question, man. So, Al, you know, you registered through your first year, and as your career progressed, and you end up starting your last year. What's your favorite game that you played in here at Texas Tech, man? Go ahead and let these loving people know which game that you played in was your favorite, man.
Man, there's a few. I mean, kind of right off the top. You know, I think as a junior, I registered in my freshman year. I never played really the next year. But then my third year, I didn't play a whole lot either. And then finally my junior year, I got in. I think it was against TCU toward the end, and we were winning. The great thing about Coach Leach is when he took the quarterback, I mean, he just rolled with the guy. And, you know, the starter was going to play, you know, the whole game. So the backup, you hardly got any reps. But finally got a chance against TCU and came in, and I threw my first touchdown pass, my first touchdown career pass against TCU, which was a lot of fun because, you know, I was a four-year varsity starter in high school, so I had never really sat on the bench. So but I get to college, and I sit on the bench, you know, for 4 years, and it was tough. I mean, you don't – whether you're a walk-on or you're on scholarship, I mean, as athletes, you want to play. You don't – you know, nobody really wants to practice and put in the time to not play. You know, we're competitive, and you want to play. So finally getting on the field and being able to show kind of – you know, what I could do was great. So I'll never forget that first touchdown pass. But and then to go to my senior year, two games really stick out. One, the game at Nebraska. It was Nebraska's homecoming. It was night, you know. We got up early. We lost the lead. And then we were able to score, you know, with like 8 seconds left. Joel Helotti made a great catch, kind of scrambled, threw it up. He made a great catch, and we won. I think that's the first time Nebraska had lost a night game in like 76 years or something crazy. So that was really fun. But then my greatest game, I guess, memory at Tech was against A&M. One, because growing up, and I had always wanted to go to A&M, and then they, you know, never even gave me a chance. So it was kind of personal. And we won that game, but then also because my brother Slade, he got in and caught his only touchdown catch of his college career, which was awesome. So it was just a cool moment for us as brothers to just kind of share that together. The only regret is I didn't throw it to him. Graham did. Graham was in at the time and threw it, but still, I was the first one on the field. I dogpiled him in the end zone. Probably should have got a personal foul, but you know, for celebrating, but I was just so excited that he got a chance to get in there and make a catch and scored, and a really cool moment.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool right there, man. And especially that your brother got in, you know, and scored a touchdown. Did y'all hear this guy right there, man? He went from a four-year starter, you know, so he wasn't really sitting on the bench. Then he went in there against TCU, threw his first touchdown. I can already tell, you know, what them butterflies was like. You know, I can only imagine. So, Mr. Hodges, so let everybody know what you're doing right now. And you guys got to – hey, I just have some people come in to the back of the Grove, man, So, like, we're back here, you know, just having a good time passing out some West Texas Outlaw shirts. And we got the little kids out here running around, man. So like, we're out here having a good time. Also, just got Mr. Marlon Williams over on the side of me. Just got here. He's going to sing a few songs a little later on. There we go. But, Mr. Hodges, man, let everybody know what you're doing right now, man. Where is Mr. Hodges living at? And what is he doing career-wise?
All right, yeah. So right now, my wife and I, we live in Rockwall, Texas, about 20 miles east of Dallas. We've been here for nearly, 4 years. Life's good. We just had my wife just gave birth to a little girl about 3 months ago. So all these great, you know, yeah, thank you. All these, athletic accomplishments and these big moments that I've had, you know, as far as an athlete have been great, but man, nothing's I'm not proud of anything more than just that my daughter, you know, just the birth of my daughter. And it's crazy how much your world changes, you know, when you become a parent and just the love you have for this newborn. So, just enjoying that right now, being a dad and loving my daughter. But career-wise, speak in schools all across the U.S. I work for an organization called Rachel's Challenge, which came out of the Columbine school shooting. So a very, you know, tragic moment in our nation's history as far as school shootings go. And so I speak for this organization, and our deal is a lot of times we get labeled as kind of like an anti-bank program, which we're really not. I mean, instead of telling students across the country like what not to do, I feel like there's a lot of adults out there that are telling, you know, students what not to do. And for us, instead of telling students what not to do, why not tell them what they can do? You know, let's not focus on what we're against. Let's focus what we're for. And so our message is one of hope and kindness. We believe that just one person can, you know, really make a difference. And so instead of saying, hey, don't do this, don't do this, we talk about why not just be kind, why not be compassionate, accept people, respect people. I mean, all the things that I think we know we should do, but let's focus on that. Just be kind. And, you know, Rachel Scott was the first person that was killed that day. And, I mean, she was known as a girl that was kind and compassionate. And when she died, all these people came forward about all these things that she had done for them that nobody knew about. And so so we just tell her story. I believe everybody has a story, and we're all going to be remembered for something. You know, football is a huge part of my story, but if that's anybody.
Yes, sir. You kind of cut out there for me on a little bit. What was the last part you just said?
Oh, I just said, you know, if that's all people remember about me is that I was a good quarterback at Tech. I mean, that's great, but the way I look at it, I mean, it's been 8 years, you know, and if that's all I had, you know, 8 years later, like, it really doesn't matter because, you know, the Tech, I mean, there's quarterbacks at Tech playing right now. They're playing up in Kansas, and they're going to play next week, and they're going to play 8 years from now. And so it's a huge part of my life, but there has to be more. And for me, I think who we are as people and the way we treat each other in the long, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that's what really matters, not how many touchdown passes we threw.
Yes, sir, man. I completely agree. Yeah, I completely agree. You know, there's so much stuff going around here telling us, you know, what not to do, and not really many genuine people out there that genuinely cares about that next person. You see what I'm saying? Like, they genuinely care. You might see, you know, an old lady that's trying to come inside of a door who got some bags, you know, instead of just keep walking once you go ahead and hold the door, and which really brings me to a valid point of Rachel and her and that Columbine shooting, man, is I can only imagine the person that she really was to have so many people come forth, you know, and fight for her and let everybody know how compassionate person that she was. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, man, I want to give a shout out to you, you know, for actually understanding that and understanding that there's more to life, you know, than sports, than throwing touchdown passes and having, you know, thousands of people screaming your name and saying, go, go, go. You know, I'm glad you're able to realize that in life, what you do, how you get better is making other people better. And how you make other people better is acknowledging the things that they do, which everyday things in life, you know, that they do.
I agree.
You know, and
yeah, for
just,
sure.
That's
you know,
just in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, there's people that are, yeah, that's cheering for you, go, 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 and cheering you on. It's great, but, I mean, you know, anytime you screw up, those same people that are cheering you as a quarterback, they're going to boo you when you make a mistake. So, for me, it's like, hey, sometimes the world can be real fickle. Sometimes fans can be real fickle. But when you're kind and you're compassionate, you treat people the right way, I mean, that's a lifestyle. That's not something that changes. And so that's kind of what we try to focus on, and hopefully, you know, as a dad, as a husband, you know, I can, you know, model for my wife and kids and continue that legacy of just treating people the right way.
Yes, sir, man. I completely understand. I got two more questions for you, Mr. Hodges, before I let you go, my man, what would you tell that 22 or 23-year-old kid that's going through their last football season right now, going through their last football season, in which he has all spring, you know, to maybe drive for the combine and then also look for some jobs. So what would you tell that 22 or 23-year-old guy, you know, to get his mind right academically and also athletically, you know, so that he might not be able to maybe go within a combine and maybe get picked up, you know, by a Canadian League football league or anything like that? What would you tell that guy going into the conclusion of his senior year?
I would just say soak it up. I mean, just enjoy it. I mean, you've worked hard. You've been, you know, part of the program for 4 or 5 years. And these friendships that you make, you know, with your teammates, you spend, you know, I mean, 90% of your time with these guys that are on the team. So, one, just soak it up, because when it's over, it's over. Whether that's at the end of the year, or maybe you do get a chance to go to the combine, you get picked up by the NFL, maybe you end up in the Canadian leagues, whether that's for a year or 2 years. I mean, it's tough. I mean, there's a lot of great players that never got a chance to go to the next level. And eventually, you know, football, it is going to be over. You know, sometimes I think we feel like we're going to be able to play forever, but you know what? The phone doesn't ring and nobody wants you, and, you know, it doesn't work out. So soak it up for sure, because when it's over, it's over. There's no feeling like, you know, being with your guys and your teammates and put on the pads. And, you know, I know you can get in, like, you know, these men's leagues and play flag football, and, you know, play with your buddies on Thanksgiving Day or whatever, but it's not the same. So, one, just soak it up this last, you know, couple of months of your senior year. You know, and just make sure you leave without any regrets. Don't think, man, I wish I would have done this, or I wish I would have did that, or just soak it up. And then, two, make sure you take care of your grades. You know, there's so many guys, you know, across the country in colleges that football was everything to them. And then eventually football's over and they don't have a backup plan. I'd make sure you graduate. You're getting a chance to get a free education. Take advantage of it. Graduate, get a degree. And, you know, I'm a firm believer that when you're part of the football fraternity, you know, just as a college football player, whether it's right or not, I think sometimes doors open for those people more than they do sometimes other people. Because, you know, the business world out there, it's competitive. And, you know, when you're an athlete and, you know, these guys are hiring you, these people are hiring you, and they know you're an athlete, I think that's just a different breed of person. So make sure you handle your business in the classroom and off the field. Don't do anything that could come back to haunt you. And you know, just be one of those guys that does things the right way.
Oh, man, you hit the nail right on the nose right there, Mr. Hodges. You hit the nail right on the nose, man. It's like, soak it up, live in the moment, live with no regrets, but at the same time, get them grades, finish school, you know. And also, you said sometimes you feel like doors open up a little bit faster, you know, if you was a college athlete. And I really have to agree with that, because – and the sad thing about it, more times than not, you do have a majority of those guys. And, you know, and I was one as well. You know, every decision, I've never always made the right decisions. I have gotten into some trouble in my life. And you know, just through persistence, dedication, and most importantly, through prayer, you know, I found my way. And the good man upstairs has blessed me, you know, with an idea. And I found out who I am. And I figured out my purpose in life. So within that last year, you guys, you know, not only do you soak it up and make some good grades, but try to find your focus. Then once you find that focus, you know, sky's the limit. All you got to do is soar. Dream every day so it reaches everyone. Like I've been saying all day, you got to have that desire.
But, for sure.
But hey, Mr. Hodges, I got somebody who wants to say something to you. I got a little one. His name is Jordan. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing good.
That's good. Well, go ahead and tell the world your name and tell Mr. Cody Hodges you said what's up.
Yep. My name is Jordan. I'm 8 years old. I'm in second grade.
Oh, man. Awesome. Did y'all hear that?
Nice to meet you, Jordan. Yeah.
Hey, he's in second grade. Do you have any advice you want to give Mr. Jordan, Mr. Hodges?
One, first of all, I mean, you're in the second grade. I would just say enjoy being a kid, first of all, because once you're not a kid anymore, man, the life gets a little tough. I mean, I think there's, once you grow up, I mean, you don't get to just, you know, hang out and sleep in and, you know, just eat ice cream or whatever. You know, you got responsibilities. So first and foremost, enjoy being a kid. I think sometimes in our society, we put too much pressure on kids that age, in second and third grade to figure out what they're going to do. And I mean, just enjoy being a kid. You got the rest of your life to worry about what you're going to do. I think that's the most important thing. Enjoy being a kid. And second of all, I believe, you know, even right now as a second grader, third grader, fourth grader, the next several years, like who you are really matters and how you treat people matters. And just make sure you choose your friends wisely. There's so many people out there, that, man, when they were in grade school, middle school, high school, they started hanging out with the wrong crowd and, they made some really bad choices. So just make sure you choose the right people to hang around with, people that encourage you, people that believe in you, and people that bring out the best in you. You know, your friends are a huge influence. So just choose the right people, and I think you'll be all right.
Oh, man. Appreciate that, Ms. Hodges. Did you get that, Jordan? Choose your friends wisely and just be a kid.
That's all you got to do. Now, is there something that you want to tell Mr. Hodges for giving you some advice?
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
Thank you.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, all right, Mr. George, you can go play. I've been trying to get him to come over here for the longest, but he was playing Shy Guy over there. But before you know it, he probably going to be trying to take my job. You know? But that's cool. Well, okay, Mr. Hodges, I got one more question. Then I'm going to go ahead and let you get back to your beautiful wife and child, okay?
All right.
All right, one more question. What do you, I ask everybody this question, and it comes on to my show. What do you see yourself in 5 years, man? In 5 years.
Man, I knew you were going to ask me that, you know, and I thought about that for the past 24 hours. Where do I see myself in 5 years? I honestly really don't know. As a man of faith, and as a Christian, who knows? I mean, there's some things that I'm really passionate about. My wife and I have really gotten involved the past year and a half within orphanage in Haiti. So there's part of me that feels like in 5 years, I mean, we could be living in Haiti full time, or we could be living there part time, you know? And so, I don't know, probably, you know, I would say we probably in 5 years, probably have another kid probably, I would assume. And so it'd be really busy with a couple of kids, but, I don't know. I definitely know I see myself still being married to my wife. I plan on being married once and that's it. And so, and being a dad and telling people, you know, the good news of who I am. And you talked about just your kind of my identity, you know, football is what I did. It doesn't define me. My faith, I believe, is who defines me, and just want to share that with people.
Oh man. Hey man, that's tremendous right there. One thing you said that really stood out is, you know, football is great and everything, but it does not define you. It did not define you, man. That's a really valid point that you just said right there. Well, all right, Mr. Hodges, man, I want to thank you very much for coming up to my show, taking time out of your day, and just, you know, giving back to the community. I want to commend you for that, man. I want to give a shout-out to your child and also your wife and also your family, man. They raised an awesome child, you know, and I can tell that, you live off of faith. You go about for faith. You can't really give a concrete answer where you're going to be because, you know, you're walking in faith. So wherever the good man upstairs will lead you, that's where you're going to. Gee, oh, that's
for
cool,
sure,
man. That's pretty cool. Well, all right, man. Well, it's really been my pleasure, and I'm going to go ahead and let you be. Enjoy the rest of your day, man. Go Texas State.
All right, you too. All right, thank you. Appreciate
it. Appreciate it. Have a good one. All right, man. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview right there. But former Texas Tech QB, Mr. Cody Hodges. And once again, my name is Peter Richardson. If you guys just not tuned in, I'm on Blog Talk Radio, saving the athletes respectfully. And I got another West Texas athlete just walked in the door right there sitting on the couch. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody out there, listen, I got that I Came to Win by Rihanna and Nicki Minaj. Also, here in a few minutes, I got Mr. Jay Dillinger over here, Real World Pulling, Mr. and former Texas Tech linebacker, Mark Williams, just right on the side to me, so you guys don't go any was that way.
Put your CD on.
Time to go to dinner.
Air for the show, naturally.
Good evening.
family.
Probably dropped off. Bye.
Nah, that's it.
No, he's just gonna do it right here. We just, like, I just,
Well, keep it up.
What was it called? The wireless?
This is. That's wireless to the phone.
But this is going to the gold.
But you